Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. It may be true of all artists, but painters in particular work toward an identity and style to differentiate their work. Then you see a local painting and you say, hey, that's a Jarrett Runyon's or that's an Adam Swanson, because their style is so distinct and recognizable. The work of today's guest has a signature brushstroke that captures a bright and delightful perspective. Painter Aaron Kloss uses acrylic on canvas, and he joins us today. Talk about your subject versus style and how that works so well together.
My style is fairly minimalistic. I use one paintbrush, and it's called a bright brush. It's basically a small, flat paintbrush, and I buy them by the dozen because I hit the canvas pretty hard with the brush, and I almost as a pointillist kind of a style. And so I work really quickly with this one size paintbrush, and it gives my work a real distinctive feel. And it's also minimalistic in a way that I try to just let the paintbrush and let the paint kind of tell the story, and I don't spend a lot of time working and reworking. I just kind of let it happen. And as well, I paint on black canvas. And when you paint on black canvas, it interacts with the color in different ways than it would on white canvas. One of my favorite artists from the past, Vincent van Gogh, he would use a similar kind of brush, like a rapid brush stroke. His was more of a paintbrush, kind of a stroke, kind of a thinner line. But his work really influenced my work as well. Seurat and those two artists, what they did with color, you know, it just really made me want to paint.
It really does have that blend between pointillism and the impressionists.
People have used that to, describe my work. The brushstroke really is kind of a signature. As an artist, you want to have that distinctive voice, and you just want someone to say, oh, yeah, that painting is by that artist, and you don't need a signature to tell you. You just know because you're familiar with the work. It's pretty easy for people to get a feel for what inspires me, and it has a lot to do with Lake Superior and trees, especially birch trees, and as well birds. And kind of like if you picture walking through a forest, the things that would jump out at you might not be what jumps out at me, but those type of things are what would influence me. And especially the area in which we live is full of like rocks and vistas where you can just see for miles. And a lot of those things really influence my work. I'm having a show at Amity Coffee in Lakeside. It's on Superior Street and 43rd Avenue East. The owner just asked me to have a show there and liked my work and wanted me to continue. So it's kind of in my little art gallery out there. So it's just been great. And prints and originals there. And if you'd like to see more of my work in Duluth at Seavey's Gallery, which is located in Canal Park next to Duluth Pack, and as well at Lizard's Gallery in downtown Duluth on Superior Street, they have some of my larger pieces. And finally in Duluth at St. Luke's Hospital, I'm currently having an art show in the new building. It's Building A, and it's the fifth floor. And I've had a show there for the last several months, and it's kind of a fall-colored originals on canvas as well as framed prints. I work on like a 4-inch by 4-inch canvas all the way up to 6 to 8 feet wide by 5 or 6 feet high. So I want my work to be able to be collected by anybody. And when I first started painting, that was one of my goals. It's a kind of a different goal, but I wanted my work to always be available to anyone who wanted to collect it. Even though right now I have quite a demand for larger pieces, people are commissioning me to do custom work for their homes. I'm also painting little tiny canvases because people love those and ask for those.
Find the work of Aaron Kloss at Amity Coffee in Lakeside, plus more information on his website. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Ian Ducharme and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on our homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.